In 1884, when the Germans began to settle in Cameroon, many local kings from the western region were opposed to it, so they launched a war. Rudolf Douala Manga-Bell, who is also part of this series, was one of them. King Douala Manga even requested Sultan Njoya's help, but he refused to join the resistance. Unlike his predecessors, the King of Bamoun was not aggressive. Instead of waging war against the German colonizers, he decided to welcome them and cooperate, as his granddaughter Rabiatu Njoya explains.
When the Germans arrived, some people said he was a coward and that he was betraying Cameroon. But that is misunderstanding Njoya. When the Germans came, they came with guns. We did not have any. The Bamouns, the African people, had never seen guns being used. He said to the Bamouns, "Leave this white business to me. I will deal with it within my capacity. We are like women before them." He chose to make friends with the Germans rather than be at war with them. What is more, he used them to go to Banzo to get his father's skull back.
Njoya Ibrahim was probably born in 1876. He was only 3 when his father Nsangu died on the battlefield. From 1879 to 1887, his mother, Naan Jabnunke, ensured regency with the honorable servant Betnkom Ndombu. In 1887, Njoya acceded to the throne and 5 years later finally got rid of Betnkom Ndombu. The former servant, who had become fond of power, decided to raise an army to overthrow the new king. As a result, the kingdom experienced a civil war that lasted 3 years until 1895, when Sultan Njoya triumphed thanks to the Fula king of Banyo, Sultan Umaru, who had come from the north of the country to aid him. This Muslim chief inspired Njoya to convert to Islam and take on the name Ibrahim. The civil war and the battle against the Bansu are the two wars in which Sultan Njoya Ibrahim is known to have fought. The rest of the time, the King of Bamoun had a sumptuous palace built in Fumban, the capital city, where he spent most of his time. That is where he created an alphabet named A-Ka-U-Ku, from which the Shunom language stems, as Umaru Nsangu, who teaches it, explains.
C'est un système d'écriture.
It is a unique writing system which is currently composed of 80 characters. There are 70 alphabetical signs and 10 arithmetical signs. They are read from left to right, like the Latin way. I can say this way of writing is very well suited for our national languages. Our languages are tone languages, and this writing justly transcribes the tone of our different languages.
De la transcription de nos différentes langues.
Sultan Njoya also wrote 15 or so books, including romance novels and an encyclopedia about traditional medicines. Furthermore, he invented a machine for grinding corn and the Njaji, a song and dance inspired by a bird, which Rabiatu Njoya also knows.
Love is great when it is shared. When I have affection for you, you must have some for me. When you have affection for me, I should have some for you too.
All his creations have something in common. They stem from Njoyaism, a religion created by Sultan Njoya Ibrahim. It's inspired by Islam, Christianity, and traditional beliefs. The founding principles are written in the Inquet Kwate, which means pursue and achieve. Also called the King's Bible, it's obviously written in A-Ku-U-Ku and develops Njoya Ibrahim's ideas, as Umaru Nsangu points out.
I have studied King Joya's literature, and I can say that King Joya answered to Immanuel Kant's adage, "Don't let other people think for you," by saying, "Don't let other people act for you instead."
C'est-à-dire une source de développement, quoi, et d'expansion.
King Njoya's philosophy enabled him to have a good relationship with the Germans. In 1908, he even sent his throne as a birthday gift to Emperor William II. Today, the throne is exhibited in the Ethnological Museum of Berlin. He also gave one of his spouses to Jesko von Puttkamer, who governed Cameroon at the time. A girl named Elise was born from their union. While relations between the Germans and the Bamuns were generally smooth, things changed when the French arrived at the end of World War I. The French administration terminated Sultan Njoya's reign by deporting him to Yaoundé, for reasons still not clarified. He died from sorrow, or so it is said, on the 30th of May 1933 after spending 3 years under house arrest. Even after Njoya Ibrahim's death, his ideas are kept alive. Granddaughter Rabiatu Njoya is among those who praise his example.
The African community must take to heart all that Njoya did, because it is a powerful weapon for all the scientists and researchers, for those who like culture, to show the whole world that Africans are not idiots. Africans can create, invent things. Proof is that Njoya created a way of writing, a machine to grind corn, and also his own religion, the Nkwet Kwato. He wanted it to keep on and to reach other already existing religions, to transcend them and come to God before everybody else.
Les autres religions qui existaient déjà les atteignent et les dépassent pour arriver chez Dieu avant tout.
Considering that the Sultan's masterpieces still exist and many sons and daughters of Bamun confess to have been visited by him in their dreams, one could assert that Njoya Ibrahim still reigns, a century after his death, that he was indeed a cultural icon of the Bamun people.